Culture Medical Report. We have Harley Schlanger here from Austria. And there's a lot of things going on. I think the significance of Brexit is just as significant or more than the election of Donald Trump, with hopefully good advisors and people speech right, pretend he doesn't have any more political potty mouth. So let's talk about your private meetings and your public meetings that are going on, Harley, and what's happening with Brexit. There's been some scaremongering going on with Lord Monckton, apparently on the Alex Jones show, talking about the idea that France and Germany are talking about a conjoined army to prevent people from leaving. I think the bankers would be the primary concern that I would have. Plus, powers that be that are globalists, like the current Pope, the Jesuit Pope that wants to push Chrislam and Islamify Europe by bringing Turkey in as a full member. I'm more concerned about that than the idea of some kind of rise of a Reich as a scaremongering tactic against the public. What do you think?
I think most of the scaremongering, to put it mildly, is a bunch of crap.
Exactly, which is why I'm very upset. And I'm going to start naming names. I've been in this business long enough of being a whistleblower for over 20 years, and I'm sick and tired of pulling punches for these people. I'm going to punch through the target as a 10th-level informational black belt. I'm no longer going to take... I'm going to say names and places and facts that are going to tear down the strongholds of these fools that open their damn mouths and try to scare people when simple things can be done, like the LaRouche Foundation has said for decades, that can solve the problem, like Glass-Steagall, doing proper things to deal with bilateral trade agreements, not trans-Pacific partnerships and so on, and that the idea that you can have global trade doesn't mean globalism, which is a completely different thing. It makes me really angry to assume you can't have expanding global trade and even pull the bootstraps up the third world nations by destroying nation states. It's a very disgusting and evil scheme of these globalists, isn't it?
Well, let me give you a picture of what happened this weekend in Berlin, where the Schiller Institute held a conference with Mr. and Mrs. LaRouche there. I was there. There were representatives from over 20 nations. We had speakers from over 12 nations, including people who were influential in Italy, France, top military people from France and Germany,
right.
Elected officials from Italy and Austria. We had people from China, one of the top researchers on the Silk Road. We had participation from Syria, including from the highest level, a woman, Bathana, who is the top advisor to Assad in Syria, who said this was her first chance to speak to a meeting in the West since the sanctions policy against Syria. So, and here's what people were saying. They were trying to distinguish, exactly as you just were, between the fact that we do have a global economy, but that doesn't mean globalization as done by the bankers. What the bankers are doing is saying that globalization means the world should be ruled by bankers and insurance companies and grain cartels and Monsanto and people like that. What the reality is that a global economy means that we can buy and trade with anybody anywhere, and whoever produces the best products should have the ability to sell them someplace. But on the other hand, you don't tear down barriers to destroy industry and destroy the well-being of the people in your country. So, you know, for example, we don't need tariffs to keep out French brie because the French make brie much better than Americans can, or Italian Chianti. But we certainly need a machine tool sector. We need a steel industry. We need the ability to produce high-speed rail. So those right. areas you could protect. Now, the important thing that came out of the conference, and this comes back to the question of Brexit, Brexit is not causing a financial crisis. The financial collapse is what caused Brexit.
Exactly. So is the symptom of both Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump are symptoms of the same global problem. And the globalists have their version of a solution, which is no solution at all. And I've talked to people about this, and they say, well, you're either a globalist or you're a nationalist. I'm thinking, are you nuts? What's wrong with you, you know? For example, I'll give you an example. Bombardier of Quebec, Canada, made the best light rail transit system. So the Chinese, instead of playing fair ball, what they did, they brought it over to China, and the Chinese engineers, which are very good, upgraded to go another 70 kilometers per hour faster and then repatented it and said it's theirs now. Now, if we had agreements with these nations in advance, we could have their engineers coming here to help build light rail transit. When there's some degree of mutual respect, we need bilateral treaties, not group treaties like TPP and TTIP. We need a system set up so that everybody's win-win, but nobody in the deal gets screwed. And what Trump is simply saying is, I want fair trade. I want America to be first. What America's always been last in these trade deals, like the Trans-Pacific Partnership and Transatlantic Partnership and North American Free Trade Agreement, nothing's fair about it. We have systems where we have so many regulations here. If you're a smart businessman, of course you're going to go to China or Kerala,
well,
India.
Here's the point.
Right?
The elites of the corporations are arguing that it's in the best interest of America to have these agreements.
Which is a lie. It's a lie.
It's in the interest of these corporate cartels, not the American people. Let
right.
me just go through
exactly.
a couple of other points from our conference, because I think your listeners will be quite interested to hear what's going on in Europe. Now, the defeat, the Brexit victory was a bit of a surprise, because you had this assassination of the Member of Parliament. You had a certain amount of sympathy that was being used to pull people to vote to stay in the EU. Cameron was going very hard with this. But what was going on underneath it, which people in the United States, I think, will understand,
right.
is that people were looking at these emotional questions and saying, well, it's too bad she was killed, but I can't afford housing anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I can't afford health care. I can't afford food. And
right.
the connection of these global free trade agreements to policies such as the European Union's economic policy
right.
or the idea of too big to fail banks have to be protected by governments, but the little mom and pop shops and small and medium enterprises and the Mittelstand in Germany, which are the small innovative machine tool shops, they get no protection.
Exactly.
The banks yeah. that lend to them are being looted, because those banks are liquid, or they're not liquid, I'm sorry, they're solvent because they're invested in real economy. But the big banks are going in and stealing their money.
Right.
Under the policies of the single resolution mechanism of the European Union.
Right.
So what you're seeing now is these medium and small businesses, the so-called SMEs, small and medium enterprises, as well as industrial associations, are rebelling against the British-American policy, which includes sanctions against Russia, sanctions against China, sanctions against Syria. It includes the NATO buildup. It includes the globalized trade agreements. These are being rebelled against by average people throughout Europe. Now, they're looking at the United States, and they're looking at the Trump campaign, and they're saying, and this is, I'm telling you exactly, Bill, what people were saying to me, whether they were ambassadors from France or...
Right.
We even had Chaz Freeman, who was the...
Yeah, in other words, you have people from a broad range of backgrounds, from geopolitical to financial to machine tool. They're all basically saying and singing the very similar song, aren't they?
No, but here's what they're saying. They're saying that if we have to choose between having the United States under Hillary Clinton, which would be a continuation of the Bush-Obama policies,
right,
or an isolationist U.S., we would choose the isolationist, in other words, Trump. And what I said to them is...
Well, he's not even isolationist. I think that's a foolish statement, isn't it? Yeah.
But what I said to them is that whatever Trump is, we're not isolationists. The LaRouche movement, the Schiller Institute, we want the United States to participate with this new financial system coming out of Russia and China. We want the Europeans to break with the City of London and Wall Street and work with Russia and China.
Right.
And that's the kind of, not to use the term globalization, but that's the kind of new economic paradigm which is the win-win future.
Exactly. In other words, you're singing the same song as I think makes total logical sense, that you can have strong nation states, you can protect certain parts of your industry, you can increase technology, you can protect patents so you don't have industrial espionage from countries like China who can't innovate because of their historical and geopolitical background. I remember one of my friends traveled their company bought a Chinese company, and they went and visited the engineers, who were very smart. And they asked them to go on their own bench and start building different products just as experimenting to develop new skills. And he went down 6 months later to look to see what they'd done, and they'd done nothing. And finally they got a discussion in the board meeting to say, well, why are you guys doing nothing? He said, because we're afraid that if we do innovate something, we'll get in trouble with the party, the Communist Party. This was a few years ago. So it's well, part of, it's learning excised from their culture. So that's starting to end. It's starting to end, but it takes an acculturation by American corporations and trade deals that are bilateral, not group like TTP and TTIP, to say, hey, we'll exchange technology with you. We'll have your giant group of engineers redevelop technology with us, but you need to help our engineers so we can build light rail across America and high-speed rail and recycling systems and so on, and we can collaborate. For example, instead of building more nuclear reactors, why don't they convert them all to liquid natural gas and build a Trans-Alaska pipeline with a Trans-Alaska rail line running all the way from Washington, D.C. and New York City, for example, all the way through to Ireland. Why? Why don't we do this? To me, it boggles my mind that we can't even think of global things where you don't have globalism, you have global cooperation, like a coat of many colors.
Let me make 2 points on that. The first one is that the Chinese are innovating now.
And they're starting to, They're starting to.
We had speakers from German industries who are working with the Chinese who said that they are doing new things in terms of rail, in terms of their work on nuclear energy and so on. But the second more important point is that the Chinese do have an openness now to the rest of the world.
Exactly.
And they're saying to the Germans and the French and the Italians, you don't have to stick to this globalization plan dominated by the United States. This is what Putin has been very successful in doing. Putin was in Finland yesterday. He was in China over the weekend. He's making major trade deals, and what's he saying? He's saying, we don't want to fight with America. We want to collaborate. But if the U.S. is going to be under policies that will provoke war rather than collaboration, we're going to be prepared for war, but we'll collaborate with you.
Right.
And what's happening now in Germany, for example, is that Steinmeier, who's the leader of the Social Democrats, which is the party that's in the coalition with Merkel, Steinmeier denounced the NATO policy, including of his own government, of moving eastward again to the Russian borders. He denounced it as war provocation, flag waving, and saber rattling.
Exactly. It's not only non-productive, it's dangerous. A generation from now and a different set of leaders, we could have a nuclear war by accident.
Well, Sarkozy of France, who's not one of my favorite people, in fact, he's a terrible guy, but he can smell the wind, and he went over to the St. Petersburg Forum and came back saying the West should drop the sanctions on Russia. Now, here's an interesting one. The Prime Minister of France, Valls, gave a speech yesterday where he said the TTIP is dead. It's not going through because no one in Europe will support it.
Right.
Now, here's the really interesting thing, Bill, and I think this is something that we have to really emphasize so your listeners get this point. Obama just was smashed on three fronts. First, he was in Britain last month and lectured the British on why they had to stay in the EU. And many people are saying that in Britain, people who were not sure which way to go ended up voting for leaving the EU for Brexit because they were angry at Obama telling them what to do. Secondly, Obama's insistence on moving troops to the borders of Russia, building up NATO in Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia, is causing a real reaction against NATO and against the United States among the average person, as well as the military in France and Germany. We had a retired French colonel and a retired Air Force trainer from Germany, both of whom spoke at the conference on the dangers implicit in Obama's policy. And then the third thing Obama did on his European tour was to lecture all the Europeans on the importance of the TTIP, the free trade agreement between the United States and Europe. And as I told you, Valls, the French prime minister, said it's dead. It's somewhere around 20% support in the polls in Germany. So Obama was just smashed on three fronts in Europe. And this is part of the Brexit phenomena. It's against an empire that's collapsing. a London Wall Street empire which controls the EU and controls the U.S. government and both parties in the United States. What Mr. LaRouche said on Sunday at the end of our conference is that what we see now is that the world is ready for a new era of peace and development. What we need to get there is courage of the common people to force the leaders to do what's right. And I think that summarizes where we stand in the world.
Exactly. So I think what you're saying is all very positive. Basically, wide groups of people are getting the point, which you guys at the LaRouche Foundation have said for years, that we need to move forward as a collective toward a positive future, not one that's fast, you know, financial conflict, military conflict, geoclimatic conflict, where we can actually control the weather, because we can do that now, and we don't have to have superstorms and extreme weather and food supply collapse, which they're predicting between 2020 and 2030. We don't need that. We can literally come together and become the masters of the planet Earth instead of stewards.
We have to break with geopolitics of the neocons and the neolibs.
Exactly. But they've converged together. The neocons and neolibs basically have the same script now, don't they?
Well, the Brzezinski Democrats, including Madeleine Albright, Susan Rice, and this is what Hillary and Obama represent, are not different one bit from the neocons of Wolfowitz, Rumsfeld, Robert Kagan, Victoria Nuland. It's one unified imperial policy. But the important thing is that that policy does not work. That's why people in the United Kingdom voted for Brexit. That's why the mainstream parties in Europe are collapsing. That's why the mainstream parties in the United States are cracking up also. Look, in the Republican Party, you still have a whole group of people around the Bush networks, Mitt Romney, the neocons like William Kristol, who are going to try and sabotage.
And they're doing everything. I get these stupid newsletters from Mr. Kristol Clear, he calls it. Kristol, K-R-I-S-T-O-L, Clear.
Yeah.
Nothing could be not as clear as Kristol Clear trying to lie to me. He's got this big smirking comic face, you know, drawn there on his newsletter thing he sends. So it's like, buddy, get a life, okay? We have a higher IQ, geopolitically, spiritually, and otherwise than you. We know that your agenda is evil. It's not to make a better, stronger America or other nations. For example, for every dollar we spend here in America to bring in all these refugees, we can help 11 people back in their home country by rebuilding the country. We're not talking about nation building. We're talking about infrastructure, high-speed internet, businesses, clean water, the ability to grow food, you know, doing all kinds of technologies that we have. What are we doing? We're creating a situation where a culture, which is Islam, doesn't mix well with other nations, except here in America, a good percentage does, because they prosper. In nations like France and elsewhere, where they become no-go zones and ghettos, they don't mix. They have generations of people that are displaced and downtrodden, and it's a perfect breeding ground for terrorism. What do they expect? So, you know, if you want to help people, you have to help them have a better life. And a better life makes all the bad things go away, doesn't it?
The other point I'd make, though, when we talk about so-called Islamic terrorism, the greatest terrorists in the world right now are those who were deployed by Bush and Obama.
Exactly. Yeah, they're the ones that tend the terrorists like a garden, don't they?
We had such a beautiful presentation from this woman from the Syrian presidency, where she just said, "I'm so happy to be able to speak to a group in Europe that understands that we're not against you.
Right.
It's our enemies who are against you. It's the terrorists who are against you, and they're against us."
A perfect example is what happened in Istanbul. A massive slaughter. What was it? 50, 60 killed, another 50, 60 injured. Three supposedly ISIL terrorist attacks. I mean, this is supposed to be the head of the, you know, the Muslim world in Turkey. And yet, here's an attack in Turkey by Islamic fundamentalists that both tie
up
Erdogan.
Let's get back to that, because it's very interesting what's going on.
Yeah, and Mr. Erdogan supports these maniacs, and on the one hand tries to criticize them, just like Obama.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Putin played this really well. I mean, and this shows and discombobulates, if you want to call it, the crazy philosophy of Obama, who on the one hand supports Saudi Arabia that's doing all these things. And I found out some interesting facts. I took care of pilots flying at Air Force Academy, Top Gun pilots, and senior engineers there for years. And also over the classified projects at Aurora Air Force Base, Peterson, and Buckley. And I found out that all you have to do is stop shipping parts like little microchips and other replacement parts for their jets and other military equipment. And in 2 to 3 weeks, the Saudi Arabian Air Force and everything else they have, which is made in America, would be a pile of museum junk. So we can just put it to them and say, hey, we're just not shipping anything DHL or UPS anymore to you guys or FedEx. And that's it. Game over.
And Obama's doing the opposite. Look,
right.
Last week, Crown Prince Salman, the son of the King of Saudi Arabia, was in Washington. Who did he meet with? Mitch McConnell, Paul Ryan, and Obama.
Oh, God.
And they made promises to him that they would tone down the anti-Saudi rhetoric. At the same time, he brought very large checks to U.S. lobbying companies to go in and shut down the fight around the 28 pages. Now, the important thing on this is that you've had a de facto alliance between the Saudis, the Turks, the Emirates, including Qatar in particular, and Israel to carry out the kind of permanent warfare where the United States, where we say we're the greatest power in the world, we're just in there as chopped liver getting cut up.
I mean, exactly. It's ridiculous. Our economy is dying. Our middle class is disappearing. I mean, 95 million Americans not even in the labor force, 105 million receiving government benefits, another 10 million more people on food stamps, and Obama smirks and tells us that the economy is doing fine. This guy
did. You mentioned came back from break what Putin did. Putin said to the Turks, if you're going to shoot at our jets, if you're going to arm ISIS, then we're going to cut off all funds going into Turkey. We're going to cut off the Russians who go to Turkish resorts and Turkish beaches. We're going to cut off the flow of food from Turkey to Russia and goods from Russia to Turkey.
Do you know what else they can cut off that you may not be aware of? Two and a half years ago, the largest pipeline feeding the largest amount of oil to Turkey comes from Iran. All they have to do is tell the Iranian to make a phone call, say, turn off the tap, boys. That's it.
Well, and so
Turkey is completely dependent on that pipeline, and if they decide to just shut it off, the Turks will freeze in the dark. They don't understand this, do they?
Well, here's what's happening, though. Erdogan, who is a bit of a psychotic, who imagines himself as the caliph of the Islamic world, is seeing his country fall apart. And even while the Turks have been helping ISIS, ISIS has been active inside Turkey, including...
Yeah, and they're going to rip his country apart, too.
Including in the Turkish military intelligence services. So what Putin said is he sent an envoy in there, and he said, if you want to talk, we'll talk. But if you're going to continue this, you're going to be on our target list.
Well, now, let's put it this way. Saudi Arabia, I got to finish this. Saudi Arabia and has complained about the terrorists, and they supposedly prosecute them. But on the other hand, they totally support them, the same way as Turkey. This is like trying to negotiate with a metastatic tumor of a melanoma, and it's deciding to go to your brain, your liver, and your solid organs, and you think it's fine to negotiate with it. These Muslims don't understand extreme Islam cannot tolerate moderate Islam. And once it gets to a point where it's powerful enough, it'll kill most of these leaders, like Mr. Erdogan, and just replace it and become a true danger to the whole world.
Well, and let me just finish the point on Putin, because this is where I want to go. What Putin did was he said, we're open to talk, but we're not going to talk with you as long as you're supporting ISIS.
Exactly.
So Erdogan, at the end of the last weekend, sent an open letter to the Russians apologizing for shooting down the plane, apologizing for having anti-Russian propaganda, and he said, we're prepared to reopen talks with the Russians. And Putin immediately took that up. And then what happens yesterday? The attack on the airport in Turkey.
Exactly.
Which is a warning to Erdogan.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
If your home has hard water and it's leaving white spots, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes. Limescale can cost hundreds of dollars a year in wasted energy and early appliance breakdown. HydroCare systems available at Wave Home Solutions prevent and remove limescale with just a simple filter change every 3 years. There are no salts, chemicals, or magnetic coils. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, just go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
If your home has hard water and it's leaving white spots, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes. Limescale can cost hundreds of dollars a year in wasted energy and early appliance breakdown. HydroCare systems available at Wave Home Solutions prevent and remove limescale with just a simple filter change every 3 years. There are no salts, chemicals, or magnetic coils. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, just go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back, and Harley, you've got a really important point you mentioned on the break about people can see logically why they can get out of the crisis, but for some reason or other, psychologically, group, or spiritually, etc., they're basically in a state of paralysis, almost like, they're sitting with a dancing snake ready to strike, and they're not moving out of the strike zone. It's bizarre, isn't it?
Yeah, paralysis is one way to look at it, but I think depression is a better way to look at it, because if you know clinical depression, you feel trapped. You don't think there's a basis for grabbing on to some hope. And so here you have a situation where the enemies of mankind have been proven wrong so spectacularly that it's obvious to anybody, if they have their eyes open, that they've lost the mandate from heaven. They have the mandate from Satan, but that's not getting them very, very far. So the average person could look at this and see, well, gee, what does Brexit mean? What is the collapse of the center of the Democratic and Republican parties in the United States mean? What is the collapse of coalition governments in Austria and Germany and France and Italy? What does all that mean? And then what is the rise of China and Russia, despite everything that's being thrown at them? What does that tell you? So if people were rational, they could see that and say, you know, we could defeat these banksters.
But, you know, I think it goes beyond rationality, and this is where...
Well, it does go beyond.
Because you guys have done an amazing and very clear-headed program for decades, and to be honest, if it was just based on rationality, you should have already won. The reason is it's a spiritual, it's a group, if you want to call it psychological, it's an organismic thing of us as a group organism that's a sickness. For example, there's a sickness in the overall, we call superconsciousness of our populations, that doesn't think they can get out of this. And that's on a, not just an intellectual level, because intellectually you can see the bright edge of a horizon of a new future. But intellectually and emotionally doesn't solve the fact there's a spiritual depression on the group psychology of our populations. That's why prayer is so important. That's why we have to do other things, which we'll discuss on other programs. But it's important to understand what we're trying to do is bring hope. Real hope, which is a spiritual thing that transcends even the intellectual truth that you and Lyndon and others have been doing for decades, saying this is a pathway to a bright future for mankind and strong nation states. And global trade does not mean globalism destroys a nation state. Sacrifices representation for the humans in each of these populations and doesn't allow differences within different population groups so you have a diversity of different cultures. No.
Well, what LaRouche has been emphasizing... And this is why our conference in Berlin and the recent conference we had in New York City were done by an organization created by Mrs. LaRouche called the Schiller Institute.
Right.
There's been a 150-year operation to destroy the principles that led to the rise of Western culture.
Right.
The Renaissance, modern science, the importance of classical culture. But all of this has been targeted deliberately to create this idea that, well, yes, Mozart, Beethoven, Bach, they're old, they're done. We've got modern music, which often sounds like some guy pounding on the chords of a piano from the inside of the piano.
Exactly.
Now, when you tell children that this is the essence of creativity, when some guy scribbles on a wall with his feces and it shows up in a museum, or like Mark Rothko, who killed himself because he finally realized what a fraud he was, he painted a canvas all black except a little corner that's purple, and he sold it for in the 1970s for $250,000 and made a name for himself. Right. When you convince people that anything can be creative, then what you're seeing today is the absorption in minutiae. The social networking. People don't even look up. It's almost, you can almost see people walking in the buses every day because they're not in the world. They're in the digital universe of
In other words, you see them sitting around in a cafe. They're all looking at their phones, doing social networking with each other, but they don't converse over the table.
They can't speak. Language is being, the ability to communicate ideas is being
lost.
What
we're doing is we're seeing a, and by the way, Ron Klatz, the head of the A4M American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, we'll have him on probably the next couple of weeks, talk about this. He went to the World Economic Forum 3 years ago in the Qatar in the Burj Dubai Hotel, and they brought in all these top leaders, 700 different groups from around the world. And they were trying to push transhumanism and suppress anti-aging, which, again, is, it fits exactly with what you're talking about. They don't want advanced energy technology where, for example, 3 years ago, the Chinese government announced they're going to apply 3,500 of their top nuclear engineers to create tokamak fusion reactors so that they can get away from even nuclear fusion energy, which is toxic, fission energy, and move away from dirty coal, which is killing their environment. Now, the fact is the Chinese perceive this. They don't have an idea of Tier 1 and Tier 2 science. So they say by the end of the decade, not talking about next decade, by the end of this decade, they plan to be in Mars. The fact is we've been on Mars since 1982, but we won't talk about the advanced technology we have. We won't open that up to the public because these might provide solutions that would obviate the manipulation of the public to do evil to us. Food supplies, energy control, extreme weather, which is killing people and destroying crops, everything, including stopping earthquakes and volcanoes and Mount St. Helens or Mount Hood blowing up. We can have technology to fix every one of these issues because they don't want us to apply our intellect or our knowledge.
And Bill, it's not just that they don't want us, that there's a hatred of human beings, which is different from the animals.
Exactly. Now, let me explain. I have put up this challenge that I can, and this may shock people, I can provide a solution or a framework for a solution for any problem on Earth on air instantly. I mean, whether it's dealing with nuclear technology for tokamak fusion reactors, which I've talked about 7 years, stopping earthquakes, controlling weather, geopolitical, financial, and I have many inputs from excellent people like yourself and the Roos Foundation, and I've absorbed all those facts. And if we don't have a solution, we as a collective can find a framework for a solution. I have contacts with experts in every field, and I can tell you there's no lack of solutions. There's a lack of desire to have solutions because it's a spiritual darkness, like the darkness covering the land of Mordor in the Trilogy of the Rings. We're dealing with an evil that transcends human intellect. This is
what Lyndon LaRouche has been devoting himself to over the last couple of years, while people like myself, like Keisha Rogers, Mrs. LaRouche, have been working to get the solutions in terms of economics, in terms of politics. What he's addressing is this question of the creative capability of man, and how it is that this is what's targeted as the priority of the elites who are trying to ensure that their power will never be taken away. And this is the importance of people like Bertrand Russell, people who say there's no such thing as truth. The Aristotelian, the reemergence of Aristotelianism, which says you just can't know things, so don't even worry about them. Just concentrate on what you know, which is connecting one empirical fact to another. Well, creativity takes place outside of facts.
Yeah, in fact, creativity occurs before. The last part of the process of scientific endeavor is the equations that describe the intuited knowledge and wisdom that occurs even before the Zeta score is determined on the testing of the thesis.
That's what Mr. LaRouche is focused on. That's what his basement team is working on. Now, the importance of that is that you had this big debate in the turn of the 20th century, the beginning of the 20th century in England, between Bertrand Russell and H.G. Wells. And what H.G. Wells said is that, well, we can have science, but we have to keep it underground, and we have to have a priesthood of scientists who commit themselves to work on these questions, but don't let it leak out.
Right.
And Russell said, no, you can't do that because it will leak out, therefore you have to destroy creativity. And so this was the fight in the British Empire, and the Russellites won out. Now, that's not to say H.G. Wells was good, but the Russellites dominated the... If you know, Dr. Bill, the conferences at Solvay, you had Niels Bohr against Einstein, you had the British empiricists attacking the Max Planck-Einstein tradition. And what we see today is that science has been reduced to kind of like a popular mechanics handbook, which, as you say, it's useful to know the equations, but where do they come from?
Right.
You know, the universe doesn't have equations like the answers at the end of the book. You've got to discover new principles, and it's the discovery of new principles that advances human knowledge overall, which allows for innovation, which allows for productive improvements, so that we can constantly increase the available wealth to the whole society.
Yeah.
That's the fight we're in now. And so I just want to make this point.
Absolutely. Yeah. In other words, you understand the wellspring of wisdom is the intuitive, transcendent mind of mankind that has the creative power of the Most High God, because we collectively, as female, and this goes back to original, not current Talmudic Judaism, but original Hebrew, Jewish, Christian, real core Christian faith, is that God has created us as, in a sense, the counterpart of the Creator. We collectively are a co-creator of our own future now. And it's evident with the CRISPR protocol, with energy technology, with us about to leap across the galaxy. We are about to transit to become a galactic civilization. We need to change our spiritual modus, and this is transcends beyond our public religions we have now. We have to have an attitude toward the future, the nature of what we are, the nature of our creative capacity that transcends all these things. But the cork on the bottle of creativity is spiritual. It's a spiritual darkness that's blocking it. That's what our problem is.
That's why I would urge people to go to the LaRouchePact.com and look at what LaRouche is saying right now, because he's really focused on this question of creativity. Where does it come from? Creativity is not something you can explain in words.
No.
But you can give each child what the Greeks called the development of their character, so that they know that the importance of their life exists outside of the spoken word, outside of the physical well-being, but the focus of their life is this question of living for the future. Now, when you look at someone like an Obama or a Hillary Clinton, or most of the politicians running around, Paul Ryan's right. and Schumer's and people of that sort, they're so committed to their power, and they assume they have higher intellect, they make a lot of money, and that's their identity.
Well, you know, let's change the name of these groups, okay? We're going to talk about two major groups of politicians, no matter what country. There's the control freaks on one side, which are people like Paul Ryan, etc., George Soros, and then there's what I call the creativists. Basically, people that realize that we are a supernatural being collectively, and we are a creative force of energy flux density to change the nature of our physical everlasting universe. Which means 10,000 years from now, human beings and our various different branches of humanity will spread across the galaxy to hundreds of thousands of worlds, and we will become a force majeure for good in the universe rather than evil.
And now, let me encourage people to discover a new thinker that will help them get a sense of this. There's a German man named Kraft Ehrike, Ehrike, and we've been publishing some of what he wrote recently in EIR. Kraft Ehrike was a collaborator of Wernher von Braun. He was one of the visionaries that was involved in what he called the extraterrestrial imperative.
Right.
And Ehrike had this idea of how once you escape the limitations of our planet, you'll create a galactic man,
right,
where we'll finally overcome the tendency to see each other by religion, by race, by tribe, ethnicity.
What he's describing is what I call the fact that we have developed what's called real lies going on, which is a form of mind control, rather than what Yeshua Jesus taught, the Father in the flesh, the Creator, the Yah in the flesh, that said, that you, when I return, you shall be as I am. What he's really saying is you're a creative force as a representation of the God of the universe, and you need to start acting in that way. You need to stop trying to cover it up with priestcraft and procedures and false dogma, rather than becoming what you are, which literally replaces relationship with the Creator and with each other, replaces real lies going on in religion. Religion is a symptom of an intellectual and spiritual disease is what it is.
I mean, since my time is limited right now, yeah, I'd encourage people, go to the EIR site, the LaRouche Pub site, and look for some of the work we've put up on Kraft Ehrike.
That's good.
you may have to subscribe to get, but he represents someone who Mr. LaRouche knew very well 30 years ago. I think Ehrike died in the early 90s.
Right.
But LaRouche became his friend, and he looked at our movement as the one potential movement that could bring this idea of the extraterrestrial imperative back to life. Now, the importance of this is that if we don't do this, we're going to succumb to the not just the pessimism, but the result of the pessimism, which is war and chaos, which is what Obama represents,
right,
what Hillary Clinton represents, what Cameron represents, what the EU represents. This is the world which is potentially going to be defeated and over, provided we as human beings act on these higher principles.
In other words, we don't start acting like a galactic man as a co-creator with the Creator God. Earth becomes an abortuary for the human race.
Yeah, and you know, that's not a doom and gloom prediction.
No, it's not.
It's happening in front of you.
Right. And then positive things. In other words, these people, like after Brexit, are getting it. And when I hear people like Lord Monckton and Alex Jones saying these foolish things are scaring the heck out of people, that there's going to be a rise of a right to march into your country and force you to see you can't leave. No, it's going to be another attempt by bankers to try to force these countries to lose more autonomy. It's going to be suppressing new technology for energy, anti-aging, reducing pollution, and, of course, the big pharma, big vaccine, toxic garbage that they're putting in the environment that destroys human biology. They don't care. In fact, not only do they don't care, they hate the humanity. They hate the fact that mankind can become an advanced culture.
But that hatred is now so evident. When you look at a smirking Obama,
Right.
That people now can free themselves from it. And this is what's new.
Right.
The vote in England showed that in spite of all the propaganda of the...
And even murdering Joe Cox, which you know there's a lot of benchmarks that tell us this may well have been a contrived hit by globalists to make certain that they raise the bar further towards staying.
It didn't work, and that's the thing. People saw through it. At least a majority of the people of England saw through it.
My guess is the margin was probably even bigger, but they tried to steal the vote, but it was still so large, they still couldn't. And
well, Tony Blair is doing everything he can to try and erase it, but I think Tony Blair knows that he could be on his way to a prison cell.
Well, from talking to my colleague, Tim Alexander, he already should have been in prison several times over.
This is
a psychotic, demonic criminal. So is Obama, so is Hillary Clinton. And people that think the globalism of their ilk is a good thing for humanity or good for business, they're crazy, they're evil, and they need to understand that the blood will be on their hands if they participate in doing these evil things to the human race. It doesn't matter what country you're in either. Thank you, Harley. Amazing information. LaRouchePAC.com, check it out. 800-922-2907.
Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Humidity, odors, and air pollutants are building in your basement and crawl space, turning your home into an uncomfortable, unhealthy environment. Stop fighting this yearly battle. Get a Wave moisture control unit like Kathy did.
The smell is gone and the basement is now clean and livable. We created a very nice room in the basement and we love being able to spend time there.
Listen to what Paul had to say.
I have COPD and restricted airway disease. Since I put this ventilation unit in, it's made an incredible difference in my breathing and the air quality in only 3 weeks. It has amazed me. My son has asthma and lives in our finished basement. He has stopped coughing already.
Unlike dehumidifiers, Wave units are energy efficient, have no buckets of water, and will expel harmful gases and pollutants. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 888-618-WAVE. That's 888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Welcome back. A couple of interesting announcements. I'll be bringing on the author of Biology of Belief, Bruce Lipton. He's got an interesting new training course that's tied in. It turns out the environment regulates the epigenetics of your DNA. The first step is to not have toxins in your environment. The second is to remineralize. Third is to have activated nutrients that jump over gene defects or toxic blockades to heavy metals, toxic chemicals, radiotoxins. And we have the unique only nutraceuticals that have the bio bioavailability, and every one of our nutrients is bioactivated at its final metabolic step, so it doesn't need genetic conversion or enzymatic conversion to be active in your genome. We have now epigenetic technology. In fact, I just want to make some new announcements. We've got a new advance on the Metapathia, which is the most advanced diagnostic technology in the world. It also generates treatment frequencies called the Metapathia with Hunter function. It can actually hunt and find different illnesses and give you the treatment frequencies for those. I'm going to make a special offer now as we head toward this big sale, and you need to contact me directly if you're interested. This can mainly be for health professionals, but it can be for anybody that wants to be trained, because we have the training materials and videos. If you get a Metapathia device, which is one step beyond even the bioplasm, we will combine that with a QRMA, and you can do diagnostics for yourself and your family. And if you want to, you can set it up as a business, as an affiliate from NutraMedical. We can make arrangements for you to purchase it over several different payment periods, and you don't have to buy into a what we call a contractual arrangement, like, you know, most people when they set up a business. All you need to do is decide, hey, I want to be an affiliate. I'll sign the contract that I will exclusively use Dr. Bill and his NutriMeds and consultations. We will show you how to use it by things like TeamViewer 10, and you can not only scan the body to find out any all the diseases, you can also scan the efficacy of different nutraceuticals using the technology developed by the Russian Space Agency and Dr. Nesterov and his team over the past 50 years. Nonlinear physics is amazing. And, of course, we have the technology, the bioplasm, which is one step below the Metapathia. I strongly recommend, if you're wanting to do this, we can also work with you to get mild hyperbaric oxygen therapy. We've been making some representations to the idea that people can literally bring this service to someone's home or to a business. You don't have to work with Uber Taxi or whatever. And we're setting up models in different parts of the countries where, so people that are obtaining hyperbarics, I think the ideal thing would be a combination of a mild hyperbaric, one or more chambers in a van or an RV, the diagnostics of the Metapathia and the QRMA, and a specific list of nutraceuticals to be, in a sense, a nutraceutical barista of NutriMeds to make a smoothie or make recommendations based on my analysis of the Metapathia. And I can log on to TeamViewer 10 and actually look at the data in live anywhere in the world. You can be in Sao Paulo, Brazil. You can be in Johannesburg, anywhere, and I can log on and actually analyze the data and tell you what illness is present, what conventional investigations or surgery or other treatments are necessary, what frequencies will actually reverse the epigenetics of the illness, because remember, disease states are dependent on the abnormal physiology and the abnormal frequencies. So contact me if you're interested. The Metapathia, the latest advance, is available now, and we can set it up for payments. We can set you up as an affiliate of NutraMedical. Do contact me directly. It's going to be totally linked up directly to NutraMedical and our services and NutraMeds, and we can help you to take care of yourself, your family, and go way beyond conventional or even current alternative medicine with the latest technology on earth. And this Friday, the 1st of July, Canada Day, starts our 5-day sale, 7 for Heaven sale. You can pre-order today if you call Michelle, Mitzi, or Chris. 888-212-8871. Back in just a moment. Hour 2 coming up.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out! That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Moisture Control Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave Unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave units require no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance Wave unit. Call 888-618-WAVE, 888-618-WAVE, or visit mydryhome.com, mydryhome.com.
Ride the wave.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.